Shir Ayin Tes, Yom Aleph, Parshas Truma.
Gufe Omar Rav Zeira. Kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. Even though there's a halacha, we go bosaroy. But if it's kavua, medavisin vos is kavua. But if it's kavua, kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. Ben lekule ben lechumre. Dainu, if it's roiv, kosher, and a mute, treif. But it's kavua, it's also. And also, this is lechumre. And also lekule. Selele legabi retziche, even that if it's roiv Yisrael. If it's roiv Yisrael, you have a miyut akum and it's kavua. It doesn't have a aloche of Yisrael. Zod igmor minole lerab zeireho. Ilim amitei shachani yus kulam mochiz bosar shchuto. Ve'achas bocheres bosar neveila. ולוקח מאחס מהם ואין יודע מאיזה לוקח ספיקו עשו ובנמצו ילך אחר הרויב so we see כל קבוע כמחצה על מחצה דומי כמו עושם לחומרה ויכוי ששדל את קיים פעם דטרייף אלא מתשע צפרדם ושר הצחו ביניהם ונוגע באיכו מהם ונדע באיזה נוגע ספיקו את עומר עושם נמי לחומרה סלידו פצ אלא מתשע שרוצים וצפרדי האיכו ונוגע באחד מהם, ואין יודע באיזה הם נוגע. כשסיוכי צפיק אותו, כשסרב מצפיק אותו, וואי צפיק אותו, אז רויב. הם רויב לחורה has to be also. הם רויב has to be also. אז הרי, that כל קבוע כמחצה על מחצה דומי. I will see later, they חתימצס, if the rai from the Gemara. כל מקום, דגמורה says that you're safe from Rav Zeira, every one of the rayas needs pshat. כל קבוע כמחצה על מחצה דומי. כל דה פוריש מרובה פוריש. פרקט רב אל חונון, אין קויבץ שיור עם ביוס, אין אוי סמם, אין רב שימן, אין שער יושר שער דלת. בעצם זה דגנצה שער דלת, פורק עם אלה בייס גימל דלת, היי, that this בעצם רב שימן is going דוח דנויסב, כל קבוע כמחצה על מחצה. פרקט רב אל חונון, And Rab Shimon, if kol kavua is kemechza al mechza domi, now you have kol de porish meruba porish. Why we say kol de porish meruba porish? Why we say kol de porish meruba porish? Arei, he was poirish from Mokim Akvias. And in Mokim Akvias was kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. So it's 50-50. So if it's 50-50, kol de porish meruba porish has to be also. Arei, you have teisha chaniyas moichim basar shchuto ve'achas becheres basar neveila. If you go to the store and you don't know what store you went to, kol kavua kemechza al mechza dam yinitzas. If it's porish, kol de porish meruba porish. So if b'mokim akvias we look at it like it's 50-50, the din is that b'mokim akvias we look at it like it's 50-50. So now when it's porish mimokim akvias, when it's porish mimokim akvias, so it was porish from 50-50. So why the halacha is that called the porish meruba porish and it's muta? Had to be the halacha called the porish meruba porish and it will be also. Why? It's suffering. It's 50-50. אז זה יפרק רב אלחונן, אין רב שימן. And as בעצם, it's two main תירוצים, רב שימן's מהלך, and רב אלחונן's מהלך. הוא עושה את זה מחלק עשרי שני. רב שימן לא אין זה דקשה, זה גוד דקשה. כל קבוע, it's 50-50. So now that it's 50-50, call the Polish, you can't say call the Polish מרובה פוריש, because I'm looking on everything what I have in Mokim Akvias, like it's 50-50. And if I'm looking at Mokim Akvias like it's 50-50, so if Mokim Akvias is 50-50, call the Polish Mokim Akvias has to be 50-50. You can't say kol deporish meruba porish. Zog de b'shimon ein echanami. Zog de b'shimon ein echanami. You can't say kol deporish meruba porish. So, zog de b'shimon hazeh. Be'etzem kol kavua was 50-50. So now the thing that was porish, he was really porish from a 50-50. Now the halacha is called the porish meruba porish. We don't look on it that we start to declare what is this piece of meat. We clear on the maisa prisha. How much maisa prisha happened? So nine kosher prisha. Let me talk from every store a person bought one piece. So it was nine kosher prishas and one treifadike prisha. So the maisa prishas, we have roiv maisa prisha from Heter and Isu. You have 10 stores. 9 stores, the maisa prisha will be muta. 1 store to be also. When I'm clearing what I have 50-50. What I have here, I have 50-50. But the maisa prisha that I have roiv maisa prisha later. I have roiv maisa prisha later. Avad et nidze hasber. I'll give you a marshal that we'll get later to it. There's a big shaila in the poiskim. The halacha is teisha chamiyas moichim basar shchuto ve'achas mecheres basar nevele. Let me tell you, no one knows where this piece of meat came, but lemaisa only one guy sold. Yeah, no one members. All the guys by night they signed. Lemaisa was only one selling. The government knows was only one selling went through. You will say called the Polish meruba Polish or not? Lefir Reb Shimon, could be not. We only had one maisa prisha. I'm not saying for sure. We have chances to have good nine maisa prishas, but again, Reb Shimon learns that we look at it like a maisa kavua. So Lefir Reb Shimon will have to be done. Lo yitzuya will stack in not nine maisa prishas of heta and one maisa prisha of isu, and we could say we have roiv prishas leheta. On the marshal, we'll get to the poiskim. This is really nagea. You have nine kosher stores and one goyish store. But the goyish stores, the co-op, there's millions of meat there. You go, clear the pischei tshuva. Say, call the Polish meruba Polish nine stores. On the maizah, that store sells much more meat. For sure, Lefir Reb Shimon is much more maizah prisha from that store. Lefir Reb Shimon lechu, you will for sure have to go Lefir Reb Basel. For the other ones, we also have to clear from what we do the roiv, from the stores, from the meat. Mikol mekoyim. What is the answer exactly? We'll have to get later to understand the lumdus of Reb Shimon. But the first, Reb Shimon holds from the kasha that the val kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi, so it's 50-50. So be'etzem, you don't understand how you could say kol the porish meruba porish. Le'umas then, Reb Elchanan brings down. And Kovit Shurim by also is men, and on Chelek Beis, he has the Oros and the Shav Shmaise, and Ois Hei and Ois Chof Aleph, that Reb Chaim said that the whole Kash is a mistake. Kol Kavua Ke Mechzo Al Mechzo doesn't mean that it's 50-50. For sure it's 90% that it's Muta, and 10% that it's Asu. Nor is a Aloche, B'mokim HaKviyas, is a din, we don't go Bosa Roiv, does it aloch of kavua? The mokim that the isur is kavua, we don't go basaroy. This one was nemar in the aloch of kol kavua, ke mechzo al mechzo, that the mokim kvias, you don't go basaroy. This is the aloch. The mokim kvias, you don't go basaroy. But it's roiv. But maybe when it's porish, and I'm not discussing the mokim kvias, I go back to the aloch of kol the porish, meruba porish. I want to explain the machlekes. Reb Shimon Shkop is learning, and we'll see later, Rishonim, I'm just trying to make it light that we could still have sugyed up. That kol kavua ke mechzo al mechzo, we look at it like it's a 50-50. Till the kasha is a starke kasha. If the halacha is to look at it like 50-50, so now when I have a porish, he's a porish in a 50-50. And Reb Chaim said no. The halacha of kol the porish meruba porish says, he bleibt aroiv. Nor is a din b'mokim akvias, you can't go basar the roiv. B'mele b'mokim aprishas, you go basar the roiv. Zogt Reb Elchanan, the first nafkamine, and we will understand it good. We mentioned already, we'll do it b'ktsar anochamol, the maisa vilne. was seven animals. They geshecht alle animals and they divided into two, top and bottom. And a person went and he bought one top, the number seven animal. Everyone, no one had one, number one, number two, number two. Seven animal, he bought the top. Then they took all the kishkes, they gave it to the boydek, and he found that one of them is treifet. So the halacha is that that piece that he bought is kosher. Why? When he bought it, was no isu, was not called kavua, because the isu was not the moki makvias. While the isu was not the moki makvias, explain it later. So the mele, the piece that he bought is muta. So the shaila in my Sevilna was that seven top that he has is muta. The same bottom of that animal, everything that was left in the store, we said is also. Because we know one animal is treif. So we have seven animals, and we cut them to two, and we took one part, one top. The number seven is cow, we took the top. He's called the Polish. All the six and a half animals are treif, because we know one is a treif, and we don't know who. So the shaila in my Sevilna was about, we know that the top of number seven is mutar, it's called the porish. You're allowed to eat the bottom of number seven or not? And the shmaiz about the raya from the sugi of cheskasei me'ani lebas, the same if we machri on the mother, could machri on the bas. So if you machri on the top, that the top is kosher, so I know number seven is kosher. So I'm allowed to eat the bottom of number seven. While I know from the top of number seven that number seven is muta, so I'm allowed to eat the bottom of number seven. As if Cheska say me'ani lebas, that it's machria, that the bas is okay. So the same thing here. While I know the top is muta, this is given the shmeise that we saw in Meise Vilna, seven animals, one is a treif, and a person, the top is porish, the part of the seven, the top is porish, and the shadow is if you're allowed to eat the bottom. If we say, val the roib is machria, that the top is kosher, if I could eat the bottom or not. And the Shmaisa wanted to say, Leman the Omach is Kasem Ma'ani Lebas with the Ma'alach of Rashi, that even there is no chazok into the Vlad, of a val, it's a trilode, dainu, it's one achroe, one maise. The bia asks the mother and makes the kid to become to the world. And if I'm achriya, the gabi, the mother, that the boil was a kosher, the vlad is kosher. Right? This was the yisrael we said in Maisa Vilna. But mele, zog the shmaise, val am achriya, that the top is kosher, medin kol the porish, meruba porish, I'm allowed to eat the bottom. This was the shmaise we mentioned already by Archov and Shir. Zog Rebel Chonon, this only steams, lefide shov shmaise. Aber lefi, what I'm saying, the shmeisa was wrong. I'm sorry, it only shtims lefi the shara yosha. Aber lefi, what I'm saying, it's wrong, and I won't explain. If the yisoid, what's that what Rabbi Chanan is saying? If the getter is like Reb Chaim, sidor aroiv, is a gzeras akosu b'mokim kavua, you don't go bos aroiv. So you have Meise Vilna, you have seven animals, one is a treif, you don't know what it is, but you know number seven, the top is Polish. So you want to tell me now that the bottom is also okay. Well, you know that the top is okay, or the roif tells you that it's okay? The roif told you that it's okay. Now, so you have also a roif clapping the bottom. Comes Kol Kavua and tells me, the Mokim Kavua, you can't go Basa Roif. The Mokim Kavua, you can't go Basa Roif. So what if you have achro on the top? How do we machri on the bottom? It's not stam achro. Cheskas Eim says, no, here's the long Shavuot of Rebbe Cholon. How Cheskas Eim mehani lebas? The same achro, I'm capping, clapping the vlad. Even if she doesn't have a chazoke, I'm using the achro. You want to use the achro of a roiv. The mokim kavua is a din, you don't go bos a roiv. The mokim kavua, you don't go bos aroiv. Again, doesn't make a difference. Again, lumbus, pure lumbus. What are the yisoid of the shmaiz and cheskasei me'ani lebas? The mother has a chazoke, the vlad does not have a chazoke. Of a val, it's the same story. So the chazoke tells me that this is kosher. So I know the vlad is kosher. Came the Shmaisa and says, the bottom doesn't have a roiv, because kol kavua, but the Polish has a roiv, so I know number seven is kosher, so number seven is kosher. Zagab al-Khan, what do you mean you know that number seven is kosher? Number seven has a roiv that kashes him. Number seven has a roiv that kashes him. The bottom has a aloche, the bottom has a aloche, that b'mokoyim kavua, you don't go b'saroiv. So if b'mokoyim kavua, you don't go b'saroiv, so what if the tap has a roiv? Aber b'mokoyim kavua, you don't go b'saroiv. Machria, that is a roiv. It doesn't become better.
But now it's kosher.
We don't go if it's kosher. Choskas eime ani lebas. We copy the chazoke. We copy the din, not the heter. Not the heter. We don't have the teirim. We have roiv. So we say the achroev the roiv can machria the whole shaila. Well, it's one shaila. The achroev the roiv can machria the whole shaila. The achroev the roiv is machria the ganze shaila. The achroev the chazoke, even though the vlad does not have a chazoke, but val is the same shaila. It's not toilode. Val is the same shaila. So the chazoke is machria that the boil is kosher. If the chazoke is machria that the boil is kosher, so I know the vlad is a kosher, because the zelbe chazoke is talking about the zelbe story. The zelbe roiv is talking about the zelbe story. But as a din in the roiv, that the mokim roiv, you don't go basa chazoke. The mokim kavua, you don't go basa roiv. So if it's a din and the mokim kavua, you don't go basa roiv. Zok Reb Elchanan bar Yosi lois memalef. Lefi what Reb Chaim said, the whole Shmai says wrong. Even if it's shikotei and cheskasei me'ani lebas helps. Aval, if cheskasei me'loi me'ani lebas, like all the other rishonim, you can't. You have to have a special chazoke and the ubo, that is a hemshech. Stam, we don't say, we're not going. But even if you rashi the cheskasei me'ani lebas, and we explain the avone is, that the achroe, and the Yisoy da Shaila is the Zelbe Achroa and the Ozizach, even that he doesn't have the same tools. But the Aloch is that when Mokim Kavua, you don't go, Basaroy. Masha'ein came, if you learn like the Shav Shmaise, and like the Shav Yoisha, that the Pshat is that when Mokim Kavua, I don't have a Roiv. The Torah says, you're right. When Mokim Kavua, I don't have a Roiv. I don't have a roiv. But valigabi the tap, I have a roiv. So I could machria that the animal is kosher. So I use the roiv of the tap, clap in the bottom. Why is that clone? It's posher. It's posher. Why is that posher? No, kavua can't be mafkia that. Again. What does Cheskas say me'ani lebas? That's Rebbe Chonon here is mass with the whole longness of the Shmaise. Cheskas say me'ani lebas, the longness of Cheskas say me'ani lebas is that the etzem we don't have a chazoke and the vlad. We only have on the mother. But vlad is the same boil. So if chazoke tells me that the boil is okay, so the vlad has a chazoke duch the mother. The same chazoke that helps on the mother is machia his shaila. He himself in the shaila doesn't have a chazoke, but val yenem at the chazoke, and it's the zelbe shaila. It's machia the shaila. I mean, listen. It's klatz. You have to chap it. It's klatz. It's not sad that it's wrong. We have chap it. It's poshut. We have chap it. It's a bit. Memele, the chazoke that is machia and the mother is machia and the vlad. Came the shmaisa and said, the same lomdus that the chazoke, the machriya and the mother, can machriya and the vlad. The roiv that is machriya and the tap is machriya and the bottom. That's what you say to the shmais. The bottom doesn't have a roiv, but he doesn't need to have a roiv. Val, klapi, the tap is a roiv. The bottom will never have a roiv. The bottom will never have a cheskes kashas. But val is the zel b'shaile, and dear, we could use it. So mele, it helps for everything. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, if the halacha is that kol the porish kol kavua mechzal mechzal avada is a roiv. It's a roiv gomur here. No vas. It's a din b'mokim ha'kvias, we don't go b'as a roiv. This is the halacha. B'mokim ha'kvias, we don't go b'as a roiv. B'meile, b'mokim ha'kvias, you can use the tach roiv and roiv. I'll give you the example if you want to understand it. Lo yitzu l'moshel, the mother is a shayla if she's mutar l'kehuna or not. The vlad, you want to make him a melech. Allah is talking, and the melech is a din, that you need to have special things. Cheskas the mother will not help clap in the vlad. The chazoke helps the kasha the mother. But the vlad needs something extra. The mokim kavua, the Torah said, the achroev rov is nishken achroev. If the mokim kavua, the achroev rov is nishken achroev, Mogen gevoel dat de achroi en rov is niet geen achroi. Bemele. It doesn't help. Maar ze een keer heeft de lom des is ook de belchonen. Dat kol kevoel is ke mechtsa al mechtsa op ois roiv. So you're right. The bottom doesn't have a roiv. But the top has a roiv. So I have a roiv machria de shayle. If the roiv machria shayle, it helps both sides. The Metzius is 50. He shows you, he says, that we're looking at it as not. No, it's not Mafkia. The Gzeres HaKosos is 50-50. So he doesn't have a roiv. So he doesn't have a roiv, but Yelim has a roiv. That this one doesn't have a roiv, but this one has a roiv. Again, one second. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm not saying that, I'm saying Il Moshe is not called the Porish. There's no roiv here. So the bottom doesn't have a roiv. But if the top has a roiv, so I have a roiv and the shayla medin roiv. The Torah said that there's no roiv. Not that don't go bosa roiv. This is the difference. Rabbi Cholin says, Gzeres HaKosos don't go bosa roiv. Rabbi Shimon says, not Gzeres HaKosos don't go bosa roiv. The Torah said, I'm equal to you. So the bottom is equal. Beside, so the bottom is no achroi. The top has achroi. So the achroi that helps on the shayla and the top helps on the bottom. We'll see about it. And so much in the suya. I'm going backwards to make it light. This is the easiest place to understand it. We'll go weiter. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, especially in Chelek Beis, but he has the Oros and the Shmaisa there. The Primogodim has a Sofek. Kol kavua ke mechza al mechza ni yave chazoke. What you do? Kol kavua al mechza al mechza ni yave chazkas kashas. That's going to get later in the sugyas. You go bosa chazoke or not? Against the kavua yave chazkas kashas. When it will be nagia? You have to know. Might also be used. Person has a chazoke. Kol kavua ke mechza al mechza. So from Golem Clares, Ruba Bechazoke, Ruba Adif. If the Mokim Roif, if you don't go Bosar Roif Bekavua, Koshikan, you will not go Bosar Chazoke. As I clear the Primogod. Again, you have a Chazoke and you have a Sofik of Kol Kavua. So clear the Primogodim if the Chazoke could win the Kavua or not. So you have a Roif, and the Roif can win. Ruba Bechazoke, Ruba Adif. How the Chazoke? Zog Rebel Chonon, it's telling these two Tzadi. If it's a Gzeres HaKosos that Bemokim Kavua, you don't go Bosa Roiv. Zog the Primogodim, if you don't go Bosa Roiv, Mistomi, you don't go Bosa Chazoke, Mistomi, you don't go Bosa Koroiv. All of the Klole Asfakas. Moshe, is Aloch Roiv and Koroiv, Elech Acher HaRoiv. But after Roiv, you have Koroiv, yeah? Moshe, you find the meat close to one store. So Zodim Koroiv. Roiv and Koroiv, Elech Acher HaRoiv. Now you have 9 stores, Echol Mecheches Basar Shchuto, and Nevele, Vekula Moichim Basar Shchuto. So, and you went to the store and you don't know. So the Aloch is Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza. Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza. So it's also. Now, Abba Lemaise, you're standing near the store that is closer to your house, Lama Zagun, is a kosher store. So you want to say, it's Korif. I'm not going in when you say Korif, when you don't say Korif. It's Mistaba that you went to the Korif. So Hazen is mistabed from Roiv, and the Torah said not to listen to Roiv. So the Torah said not to listen to Chazok and not to listen to Hazen. So the Prime God, Zokt Rebel Chanan, this is only good for Reb Chaim. But if you don't learn like Reb Chaim, you learn like the Reb Shimon. That the Torah said that it's equal. The Torah said that there's no Roiv. But why not to go by Chazok? The Torah said that something is kavua, it equals out. Question for us. Not exactly as a cost if you don't boss a roif. The Torah made the kavua like a roif. Say that. About chazoke, for sure could win the roif. Korim, for sure could machria the shayla. The Torah only said, don't, dainu, it's mechza al mechza. Losh in the Gemara. Kol kavua ke mechza al mechza. Shimon is medayak. Why the Gemara said kol kavua ke mechza al mechza? Say kol kavua, in oil chimach ha roif. State ke mechza al mechza. The getter is that the kavua becomes a mechza. Reb Shimon goes, and Reb Shimon says he has a starke raya from Rashi and Sanhedrin, Dafay and Tes. Rashi is Be'etzem and the Gemara later. The Gemara brings down a case of Kol Kavua, that a person threw a stone, so later it's a suge b'fnei atzmo, sofek nefoshes, he threw a stone, it was 9 yidin and 1 goy. And they told him, don't throw the stone. It's a roif that you will hit a yid. And he threw the stone. And the Gemara says he's potu, because kol kavua kemechza al mechza, kiilu is 50% knainim. So while 10 people are standing, so kiilu he killed a safa git, safa go, he potu. If you kill someone that is roif Yisrael, he chayev misa. But if you kill someone that is mechza al mechza, he potu. So Rashi and Sanhedrin brings down, you have it in the Izvahodor here, the Leket Likutei Rashi, it's written in the Amud Beis, והשמיעין אין קרוא דפוטו שום דאה וליקוטי קבוע ביניהם ויאלפינן מהקרוא דקול קבוע לאי פוחויס לאי פוחויס מליאויס נידן כמחצו על מחצו ומהוכן אבקם בכל דוכתי דקול קבוע כמחצו על מחצו דומי והול לקה למילה אף מיני קרו בדומי maybe the קבוע will become a רויב זוקט רשי. Maybe the reason the Torah said not to kill, because it becomes a roif. So it's a shver Rashi. Rashi came with a hatzor. If it's a gzeres hakosuv that you don't kill a person that threw a stone to a group of 10 people, one is a goy, that's called kavua kemechza al mechza. Maybe the Torah said not to kill him because they would do the kavua kmoi roif. Now there's two things that are shver in this Rashi. First thing, Frank Reb Shimon, why to say that the Torah will make him like a roif? The Teretz says, Val is a roiv, and the Teretz said that he's equal, because the Teretz is machshiv kavua. Maybe the Teretz is machshiv kavua so much that he's like a roiv. If it's a gzeres akosu, b'mokim kavua, you don't go bas a roiv, but he's bichlal not becoming 50-50, Rashi cannot ask, maybe he becomes, and that's in the words of Rashi, he's like pochis, he's at least 50. That Rashi says, maybe he's more. Avad, Bez Hashem, we'll get to that Gemara, Reb Shimon Miyad, as the Kasha, Pseida. Rashi want him to be like a Roiv. But the Roiv is also Kavua. How Rashi want that we'll say that is Roiv Goyim? But you have, but the Yidden are also Roiv. And Reb Shimon will find the Echetimtze, that, in Echetimtze, that the Roiv is moving, that don't have a din of Kavua. So then maybe it was a tzad that the Kavua will become the Roiv. But this is the second part of Rashi. Rashi wanted that the Kavua will become a Roiv. Rashi Grada says that the Kavua does not become a Roiv. We asked, even if he'll become a Roiv, the Roiv also is a Kavua. But we call him a Roiv. So Reb Shimon learns b'das Rashi, the gather of kol Kavua kemechzo al mechzo, that we make him like 50-50. Till Reb Shimon has, so the answer we said, four zach. Reb Shimon has a kasha, and we have to deal with the kasha. Lagabi, all different afkminis of the sugi of roiv and koriv. It's a sugi she'ino mevoreris kol atzorich. I think from the mevardos. What is called the porish? Reb Shimon asks that himself. Reb Chonon brings this kasha. How you could say called the porish meruba porish if kol kavua is kemechza al mechza domi? So now he's porish memechza al mechza. Maybe it's a lot of terutzim, but Reb Shimon has this kasha. Zog Reb Chonon, the answer is the kavua stays a mute. As if it's a kosu, the mokim akvias, you don't go bust on the roif. And the minute that it leaves the mokim akvias, it has the din of porish, and you go bust on the roif. Again, if the suffix was an historic, if it changes, we'll see later. That's not the gath, the ikra machlekes. But the machlekes b'neim is, Reb Shimon says, called the porish meru b'porish has a problem. Because b'shas akvias, it's 50-50. And Reb Chonon says, it's never a 50-50. And Reb Chonon says, I'm telling you enough, kemini and my pshat, and my sevilne. If it's exeres akosu that b'mokim kavua you don't go bas aroiv, so even if you have achroa and the chelik of the porish, you will not have achroa and the chelik of kavua, because there's exeres akosu not to use the achroa of roiv. Mashenke lefi Reb Shimon that the vote is that b'mokim the kvias is no roiv, or b'rabbi the second part of the animal has a roiv. This is the vote of Meis Vilna that if I'm machria on one chelik of the shaila, I'm machria the second chelik of the shaila, and the third thing we said in the sakta b'lchonan and chelik beis the nafkamina legabei if chazaki could win kavua, if korif could win kavua, Zog Reb Chonon, Primogonim is mistapek. Zog Reb Chonon, it's totally in them. Lefi my pshad, and it's a din. So when mokim kavua, you don't go basaroiv, yesh li istapek. Efshar, when mokim kavua, you don't go basar chazoke. Efshar, when mokim kavua, you don't go basar korif. But she'en gelefi Reb Shimon, it's only a din that it became 50-50. Why not to go basar chazoke? It became 50-50. But why not to go basar korif? It only became 50-50. And Reb Shimon brings the Rashi that kimat mefurish lehedya. Rashi Sanhedrin Ayintes. Rashi asked, maybe Kol Kavua will say that the miut is the roiv. Well, yes, sir. Why the roiv is also not a kavua? Or he's also near. We'll have to answer. But Rashi wants that it's a roiv. Frank Reb Shimon, why it will be a roiv? You can't go bust on the roiv. The Torah says the Torah made a kavua kilu it's a roiv. If the Torah made a kavua kilu it's a roiv, Frank Rashi, so take it to the next step and say that it's more. It's not only 50-50. Val it's so stark, it's only a little bit. Val it's kavua has a koyach of a roiv. So Rashi is not only a 50-50. Val it's kavua, it will have a koyach to be much more. So with that, Reb Shimon was mechiach his shit. He said, "Avada could be an afkemine. Lo Yitzir is only one seller. Lo Yitzir, the treifedik store sold much more. All of these shailas, we'll have to see later if it's achro and the rishayim. We'll go back now to the Gemara in the end of the last sugya. That this beetzem, the Gemara dear beetzem has an afkemine legabe kavua veroiv, and we'll see that beetzem minay vebe in the sugya we could push at the shaila." The Gemara zokta ze. Omar Rab Chanina ve'amri lo amri ze'ir. Omar Rab Chanina. Hoilchim acha roi v'ir. We learned in the sugya before. Ra'u ha'sheni v'lo. That Rabbi Gamliel is machshir b'roiv k'sheirim. The man da'omar you have to have roiv k'sheirim. Ve'in hoilchim acha roi v'siyo. And you don't go. Siyo means visitors that came to the city. Frey the Gemara klap ilai. It's the opposite. Hani naidi. The people that came to the city are not kavua. Hani kviya, the people in the city are kavua. No, the city, the people in the city are kavua. And if the people in the city are kavua, so adarabba, the roiv of the city is a shvacher roiv. Ela hoilchim acha roiv ha'ir v'hu de'ike roiv sir. You have to have two roivs. When you want the kashel and the omar Rabbi Gamliel is machshir b'roiv ksheirim, you need the roiv of the city and the roiv of the sir. Now you're living in Yerushalayim, you have to have that most of Yerushalayim are ksheirim, and chutz from that, the people that came to visit today, most of them are also kosher. Zog the Gemara why? Ein hoilchim acha roi voir greide, veloi acha roi v'siya greide. My time egzere roi v'siya otu roi voir. If you have roi v'siya be'etzem, and you know that it came from the siya, has to be okay? Because roi people from the sea are kosher. Roi people from the sea are kosher. And we have roi people from the sea are kosher. So you go basa roi. And if you go basa roi, it has to be okay. But why it's not good? Gzeire otu roi voir. If you were kosher by roi v'siya, you will come to kosher by roi voir. No, what roi voir is not good? Freiding more of roi voir nami. What is the problem? Kozil inu legabo kol de porish meru be porish. Letzricha de kozlo iu legabayu. De aveli kol kavua. V'omar Rab Zeir kol kavua kemechzo al mechzo domi. So what state in the Gemara? You have to have roiv ksheirim. Why roiv of the city is not good? Because if the people from the city come over to her, so kol de porish meru be porish. But if she goes to their houses, kol kavua kemechzo al mechzo, and it's 50-50. So mainly you have to have also roiv siya. Now, here is the kasha that the Gemara Rashi didn't speak out. Rabban Gamliel wants roiv ksheirim. Zog the Gemara, why roiv stam strangers is not good? Because otu roiv oir. Why roiv oir is not good? Because if she goes over to them, it's kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. No, so what helps roiv siya? A lady comes to a city like Yerushalayim. If she stays in her house and someone comes over to her or in the street, called the Porish, Yerushalayim is Rav Ksheirim, the kid is okay. If she went to a house, well, we know for sure, Agoyim and Psulim in Yerushalayim, she's also. So we need Rav Siya. Now what helps Rav Siya? Another 5 buses came from Bnei Brak, Ale Kosher Yid. No. So what it helps? Again. Roiv Siyah, hallelujah to you. We know that she married someone from the sea, it's not enough. We need Roiv Yerushalayim also. So what helps Roiv Siyah? What helps Roiv Siyah? What helps Roiv Siyah? She's living in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says like this. Be'etzem roiv Yerushalayim akshayri. So why is it not good l'fir Rabban Gamliel? Because you're right, if someone from Yerushalayim will come to her house, she'll be muta. But if she will go, so either we have a chashash that she went, or we're talking that she saw, chalek is rishonim. But if she goes over to them, it's a problem. So for that, we want roiv siya. What roiv siya helps us? As five buses came to Bnei Brak for the Yerushalayim. Again, try to picture the case. You have an isha in Yerushalayim, alay in Yerushalayim, she's mezaneh. So if they come over to her, it's kosher, be'etzem. But the gzeira is otua, we're speaking the case, she went over to someone. So while she went over to someone, it's called kavua kemechzal mechzadami. So we have a shayla to who she went over. So we have to have roiv siya. And what helps roiv siya? What helps roiv siya? But you have the city. Called the city that's 50-50. Try the thing good. You have a city. The city is roif ksheirim. The Gemara says if someone from the city comes over to her, call the Polish Merubah Kori. If she goes, it's 50-50. Then it says there's five buses here. No. What do five buses help? What helps that is roif ksheirim? What it helps? So some say Zaiti Keterutzim. Well, Lama doesn't know it's Zaiti Keterutzim. If we don't say Zaiti Keterutzim, that if you tell them Rav Siya, so she will ask why you need it, so the Rabbanim will find out that we makpid and kavua, and maybe they will come, kilu. Some will say, why you need Rav Siya? Because I'm scared from kavua. If it was like a case of kavua, like if she went over to someone, they will take her answer. But some are showing him, it doesn't help. There's no way it will help. It can help. Rav Siya can help. The high. If she went over to someone, but I want to explain the kasha to make the kasha very clear. If she went over to someone, so now it's 50-50. No, but you have a city full of ksheim, five buses of ksheim, what it helps. She went over to someone, and now it's kol kavua kemechzal mechzadam. But it's four buses. Try to think. What it helps? What? What? Sia is not kavua, but the city is kavua. So you don't know who she went to. If she went to the city, it's also. If she went to the sea, it's muta. So why is she muta now? What? People in the city are kavua. The Gemara says the sia is not kavua. And I want to ask. No, you're not getting it. I want to ask you a kasha. Is 10 stores, 1 sells treif, and 9 sells kosher. Chutz from that, this is kavua. Chutz from that, all of these stores, you have another couple people that are selling stam and stands, that they're Polish. Now you go and you go to buy. Now you don't know where you went to. You went to the Treifadika store? Or you went to the stands? The Treifadika stores are kavua. The Treifadika stores are kavua. So why the Treifadika stores are kavua? So kol kavua ki mechzal mechzadami. Kol kavua ki mechzal mechzadami. And these houses is houses of fossil people. So what it helps? She went to someone, Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechza, there's another four buses of Ksheirim here. But Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechza.
Why can't it be Sex Veika?
That's Sex Veika.
Somebody she went to the CSO.
Again. So, let me mazbuzan. Zog the Achroinim like this. It's totally in Reb Shimon and Reb Elchanan. Now I'll explain. If you learn like Reb Elchanan, that b'mokim kavua you don't go bus a roiv. So you write that you have roiv here. Why you have a roiv? The city is 50-50. Kol kavua kemechza al mechza. Plus the seal. What is happening here? We have a city. Be'etzem is roiv ksheirim. The seal is roiv ksheirim. So be'etzem we have roiv ksheirim here. Why it has to be also? It has to be also because kol kavua. What is our question, Bichlav? Moses says, if she goes over to the city, it's called Kavua Kemechzal Mechzal. And then you have Roiv Siyah. So Lechura, the city is 50-50. Now you have the Roiv Sia, add them on the 50-50, and you machria that is Roiv Kshayim. This is in the words of the Gemara. You have the city is 50-50, because Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza Dami. Right? The city is 50-50, so you can kasher. You add the Roiv Sia, so it becomes Roiv Kshayim. You have Roiv Kshayim, right? 50-50, plus Roiv Kshayim. So the Shana is as it. If you live like Reb Shimon, it makes sense. Why? Take the city. It's five postal. Everyone is kosher. Mechza al mechza, kol kavua. The city is 50-50. Now add the seal. So I have Reb Kshayim. So I'm done. Aber lefi Reb Chaim, I read the whole time I have Reb. Why I don't go Basa Reb? The mokim kavua, I can't go Basa Reb. So what helps that I have a seal? Doesn't help that I have Reb Sia. What will help Reb Sia? What will help to have Reb Sia? Doesn't help. But you have a kavua here. This kavua, Reb can win him. So if Reb can win this kavua, and the aloha is b'mokim kviz, you don't go basa Reb, so add 100 Reb's. Maz meshaneh. This is Be'etzim what Rebbe Chanan explained to us. When I have in the piece by me a kavua, even if I have roiv in that piece, that roiv that works there cannot work by me. Because by me the halacha is, the mokim kavua, you don't go basa roiv?
Still
nechlan the sofek.
The roiv is added to the
sofek. So when you ask it, you're answering?
It's still a roiv.
Again. Kol kavua ki mechza al mechza, and b'mokim kavua, I don't go basa roiv. Now, when I have a city with two posel and 100 ksheirim, I know that is roiv ksheirim. I know that I have roiv ksheirim. Why I don't go basa the roiv? B'mokim kavua, don't go basa roiv. Now what, you add 5 million people. Add 5 million people, I don't need 5 million people. I have roiv of the city. But the aloch is gzeres hakosuf, b'mokim kavua, you don't go basa roiv. But if you go like Reb Shimon, that be'etzem, when I have kavua, the city becomes 50-50. Now I have a roiv that don't mix into that. The seer is considered a separate roiv. They don't have a din of kavua, so they're not a part of that shaila. The meaning that it could be machria. We could add the roiv to machria the shaila. So comes out that Fakert go. This Gemara, let us see Masada the Rishayin to Shtim. This Gemara, Kepshutoi is Kereb Shimon. Shimon himself speaks it out. Lefi Reb Chaim, this Gemara is Shver. We will have to answer that the Din of Reb Sia only means to say, Azayti Ke Aloche, that Be'etzem, if she went over to them, she'll be also. Just the pshat is, when it's roiva here and roiva siya, then people will not come to kashu because they will ask why you need roiva siya. Ah, we choishish to kavua, and people, and the Gemara really doesn't mean to kashu. Or maybe we'll find different pshatim in the Gemara. But again, we have nocham ala Gemara that we have to come to the achroa. What I'm trying in all of these sugyas to come duch, that we have to come to the achroa. It's last time Reb Chaim gizot azan nusach, Reb Shimon says azan nusach. It's a shaila how to be mind me the sugya. Lamazen is a tasteless. Dilma Oslo iu legabai. Pirush, letoich beiso. Maybe she went to them. The afilu betoicho iir lechoshiv kavua. Rashi says, Lu yatsu, she walks in the street and she bumps into a guy, even if she goes over to him, it's called porish, because he left the houses. Only if you walk into the houses of the people, then it's called kavua. The domi lenimtza b'dehanachaniyos, the lechoshiv kavua. V'chen gabitinok mushloch bo'ir, lechoshiv kavua. Hoi v'lenimtza b'bais. V'lekach pirish akundra shepirish aboyel mibeisek. V'im toima, frek teises akash. The Benozir Perek Beis Porich Ahoda Ha'oimer Leshlucho Yitzeh Vekadish Leisho Aslam. A person sent a shliach to Mekadish Aisho and the shliach died. Now the shliach didn't tell him what wife he was Mekadish. chazok shliach oyse shlichusoy. So he for sure has a wife somewhere. Zog the more he can't marry no one else in the world now, because every lady that he marries, maybe it's a chois isha. Maybe the dosoi. So if the shliach dies, he's also bekol anoshim shibarilu. Frag the Gemara, but why call the Porish Meruba Porish? Most of the world is not his sister's wife. He has one wife and one sister's wife. So when a lady comes, Mistam is not a sister's wife. And the Gemara says, Hosom Hadre le Nichusa. The Gemara says, why we don't say call the Porish Meruba Porish? Hosom Hadre le Nichusa. She goes back home. You have to understand what it means. Mashma legabe odom lo yishayach kol de porish mevu be porish mishum de hodar le nichuse velav pirchi de hosom b'shas ha'isu kshaze bo al shum isho hadr le nichuse o isho shekidash ha'shliach aval hochi ki oz lo iu legabe b'shas ha'asuro harei yunai. This thesis is one of the hardest theses. So the Gemara says he's osu b'chol anoshim sheba'oilom. Why? We don't say called the Porish. So we see by a person you don't say called the Porish. So why here it says that if the people from the city will come over to her, she'll be muta. Gemara says, Dilma Ozla Iyu Legabayu. But if they come over to her, state that it's muta. Zog Teisa Sateret, here, B'shas de Bia, it's a Porish. B'shas de Bia, it's a Porish. B'shas that this person came and made a bia with her, he was Polish. If she goes to him, it's kavua. Masha'en kendir in kiddushin, b'shas de isur is hadre le nechusa. What is the pshat b'shas de isur is hadre le nechusa? Why, dear, it's hadre le nechusa? Bayos b'shas de bia, the boyal is Polish. Dear, b'shas de bia is hadre le nechusa. Why it's hadre le nechusa? So there's two ways how to read this tesis. See Loshon Teis inside. Velav pirchei. The hosom b'shas ha'ishu ha'isu k'sheze bo al shum isho hadre le nichuso ha'isho shekidesh ha'shliach aval ochre ki az le'iu le'gabo. So as a machleik is the drashash how to learn pshat in tesis. Bayos b'shas de bia and the tzad that the person from the city came over is called the Porish merube Porish. Dear, b'shas de bia it's kavua. Why is b'shas de bia it's kavua? So some learn pshat b'shas de bia it's kavua because you write that he met the lady in the chasana hall, but he took her into his house. Ah, l'chua, she came into his house. While she came to live in this house, so now she's living in one of the houses. A very shvara teisvus. The art teisvus says in different words. Look in the lashon teisvus. The b'shas ha'isur k'shebo al shum isho hadre lenichuso ho isho shekidesh ha'shliach. The wife is already in the house. So what? But I'm marrying the sister. Again, I send the shliach to Mekadesh Ha'isha. I don't know who it is. Now I find the lady, I take her. Could be I met my wife. Chavad Agut. And the tzad that I met her sister, so call the Polish Meruba Polish, Mistama, I didn't meet her sister. So why am I not allowed to do it? So one shot, when I take her into my house, it becomes kavua. We'll have to explain it. Zog the andere gir, this is the way the Rashash reads. Our gir says, B'shas mai chasene, you write that this lady is by me. Oh, but the original wife, my wife, is already resting in her house. So she's kavua. No, so what if she's kavua? But I'm marrying the sister. What is the isul plan? What is the isul to marry the sister? The isul to marry the sister is a chois isha. I don't know if this lady is a chois isha or not. No, so call the Polish meruba Polish. So why am I not allowed to? Why am I not allowed to? What is the pshat and teisvus? What is the pshat and teisvus? What the pshat and teisvus? Again, by us, if it's called the Porish merube Porish, you're allowed to. Frek teisvus, why be mekadesh shalech shliach lekadesh leisho? It's also because anoshim sheba'olam. Are you called the Porish merube Porish? So the Fili Girsa of the Rashash, the answer is, but after I take it to my house, she becomes a kavua, and Val, she becomes a kavua in my house. Val, she becomes a kavua in my house. So maybe I'm not allowed to. Very short to understand how she becomes kavua in my house. Maybe to be nagia to understand the gedorim of kavua, that we'll have to explain. Our Girsa of the Gemara is no. My wife is kavua. So what if my wife is kavua? But I don't know if this lady is a sister of my wife or not. There's millions of ladies in the world. One of them is my wife's sister, the rest are not. One came over to me, Mistame, she's not the sister. She's already in the house. Teisha Chanias, and a piece comes over to me. It's Mutel. A lady came over to me. It's Mutel. A lady came to this. My Shliach went to America. He married a lady. One lady in America is a Chois Isha. A lady comes from America to Eretz Yisrael. I say, call the Polish Meruba Polish, Mistame. Not from my sister, my wife's sisters came. A single person came. Someone that is not a Erva came. So one pshat is, she becomes kavua in my house. We have to understand that. Zog the Arteis's name. You know why it's also, because my wife is kavua. So what if my wife is kavua? What happens if my wife is kavua? ולפירי, דאוסם בשעס האיסו, כשזה בו על שומישו, הדרי לניחוסו, אישו שקידש השליח. אבל לא חיכי אז להיו לגבו בשושו עושר הרי יונייל. So we'll start to תחיל לסת דבורים. זוג דבל חונה like this. There's a whole world and the שליח was מקנש me one lady. She's called Rochel. The only world, lady in the world that is also is Leah, her sister. Now a lady comes, I don't know if it's Leah or not. And the Gemara says in Nazir, not to see the Gemara inside, that she's also. Kol kavua kemechza al mechza. For Ktesis, you're right. If I go to the house of a lady and I marry her, but if I take her to my house, lechu is kol de porish meru be porish. Kol de porish meru be porish. I take her to my house. Ktesis answers. What Ktesis answers? We have to know. Our Girsa is, Tesis answers, you know why you're not allowed to marry every lady? Because Rochel, your wife, is kavua. She's already back home. Her isha shekidesh ha-shliach, she's kavua. So the shayla is, so what if she's kavua? Oh, but I have now one lady that came, and she's called a Polish, Meruba Polish. Zog Rebel Chonon, if you learn like Reb Shimon Shkop, I'll tell you pshat. The shliach was Mekadesh Rochel. Rochel now is back home. So when I look at the world, who is my wife? 50% of the world is my wife, 50% is not, right? Kol kavua kemechza al mechza. So 50% of the world becomes my wife now. Kol kavua kemechza al mechza. Before you told me one store treif, everything kosher. Became 50-50 treif. 50% of the world is my wife now. I want to tell you, normally you don't say 50% of the world is your wife because you know who she is. For sure, you know your wife is home now. So in that whole, but look at you don't know who is your wife, 50% of the world is your wife. Kol kavua. Now if 50% of the world is my wife, every lady in the world is also. You can't get married. You can't get married.
No.
No, what? The lady herself is never to say that she's not interested in Shabbat small. No, the guy with the crazy people doesn't know. The Gemara figures it out. The Gemara explains it. The man, again, but if you learn like Rebbe Elchanan, there's no shaykhs. So Rebbe Elchanan, if you might shaykhs, there's no shaykhs. So if you change the girsa, you can change the girsa. Oh, but then you have to say longness, why it becomes kavua. So here it's told, I'm just saying how vite we take. So I want tomorrow. First, to see good the tesis v'dilme with the Rebbe Elchanan and the Sugya and Nozir. See good all of this pshat, roiv siya, the tesis, ozni yu legabayu. And then we'll go weiter in to kol kavua.